Dear Diary, today I called upon my tutor to teach me the ways of music. He brought me a violin and began instructing me how to play it. My father heard the sound and got very cross, and then made my tutor eat the violin right there in front of me. I think he is probably dead, which is very sad. I wish he could understand how good I felt the night I fled the castle. How this song I heard wafting into my bedchamber window ensorcelled my young senses, parting my teenaged gloom like a shaft of light from the heavens. How did it go again? How did it go again? Ah, well, I'm sure it'll come to me eventually.
Hey, Griffin, can I pay you $100 to just say ensorcelled in that voice?
Ensorcelled.
You all are standing in front of...
That gave me the feeling that pop rocks do.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, emotionally. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I think that's
called feeling good.
Oh, weird.
Had good feelings.
Is this what they call, dopamine? Sure.
Yeah. As if the fucking four of us aren't constantly doing everything in our power to pump that good shit into our brains as much as is possible every single day with every choice we make. The three of you, are standing in front of a silver Studebaker with monster truck tires with the vanity license plate declaring its name, Dragula. The vehicle of your demise, Godwin, is standing near you at one end of a tunnel. At the other end of which is a grate through which moonlight is spilling. Above you, the alarm from the laboratory continues to blare, and blood from the now opened tanks above is trickling down into the garage.
Now listen, we need to move. I think we're on a bit of a timer here, but Godwin, if you need to key this car up real good, I understand.
I'd rather key Dracula with an axe. It didn't come out.
Yeah. What do you? So you would scratch like your name in him with your axe?
I guess I want to kill him with the axe. I'm going to kill him with the axe.
Yes, but that's not technically. I'm going to axe somebody because that's when you're. You know.
Who are you?
Making.
How did you get in here, sir?
I have a cold. I have a cold.
So Griffin, is the grate is closed, right?
It is, yes.
Okay. We need to move, right? Can we all agree?
Yes.
Okay.
What do we see in terms of like egresses from this current situation, Griffin?
It's basically the end of this sort of like tunnel runway. There is a grate through which you can see outside. You can see outdoors.
Okay, you guys see if you can figure out how to open that grate, and I'm gonna hotwire this car.
Wait, let's do an investigation. Let me do an investigation check first and see if the keys are in it.
Well, yeah, I'm going to get in it.
Sure, you can make an investigation check.
20
21. You can't hotwire a car from the outside.
21.
Okay, Philo, you hop up into the chassis of Dragula, and you begin investigating. I think with a 21 investigation check, it's not in like the sun visor of the car. It's not in the glove compartment, but there is like a little center console that when you pop that open, sure enough, you find it's actually just one big key. It's not like a ring of keys.
Like a skeleton key?
I mean, it's not a magical key. It's a car key. It has the fucking Kia logo on it. It's a car key, like for cars.
It's a Kia Studebaker. Kia Studebaker, classic model.
I will also say, as you hop in the seat, the lights in this tunnel activate in a row as if illuminating a sort of like runway.
Oh man, this man bat dude has a great cave with a great car. It's like Batman.
I don't know what you're implying, Travis, but I don't think I like it.
It's a kind of niche reference. Okay, you guys don't get it. You're not real nerds.
If they've got the keys, I want to check the trunk.
Okay. You go and I think Philo, you find a lever that pops the trunk open. You Spoink. Open it up and
hey, Griffin, just tell me before you spin, is there anything in there before I open it? Was there anything in there before Lady Godwin decided to open it?
Is this Schrodinger's trunk?
Yes, this is my question, Griffin. I'm just curious, former disgraced GM to another, was there anything in the trunk before I opened it?
There was not, no. But now, can I be honest, Juice? I don't even know if this motherfucking car had a trunk in it, but now it does. You not only weaved the contents of it into existence, you weaved the thing itself, and that's
Griffin, can I talk to you over here for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Fill it with jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, man, he'll never see that coming. Maybe put on springs. So, like, when they open up, they kind of bounce around a little bit?
For sure.
Okay,
Your Holiness, I'm happy to help. Bye. Sorry, guys, I wasn't listening for a second. What were you saying?
Don't worry about it.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
You open
it was
it
the
up.
Holy seat. The Pope.
You open up.
Wait, which Pope? The cool Pope or the real Pope?
I don't know either. That was a weird bit, Juice.
Yeah, all right.
You open up the trunk, and you see a few items inside. There's some gym clothes. There's tire iron in there. There's a big tire.
Does it look blessed or anything?
The tire iron? I mean, yeah. I guess it's in the shape of a cross. So, I mean, you got that going for you.
Perfect. Take it.
Make an investigation check for me.
Not my strong suit, but I did roll a 12, which is fun.
12. There is a spare tire in here, and it's very big because it's a monster truck. What am I saying? There's no way there's a spare tire in here. That would be fucking insane. I revise my earlier statement.
How big did this imaginary trunk become? Is it a TARDIS?
You do.
That's another niche nerd reference. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sure. You do, inside of here, you find some bones.
Oh, no.
And...
Is it look, curiouser and curiouser?
Yeah, man. Whoa.
It's not a full, like, skeleton.
Put the bones together and see who it makes.
Wait, it's not a full skeleton. That's even scarier. Go ahead.
Whoa, dude.
Like, there's no skull in here.
It's the skull eaters.
It seems like maybe...
The Kilrathi. Like, some of the alien hand, race tangled with before they eat skulls.
Some of the hand bones are missing. There's just like a sort of random...
The ham bones?
Can I close the trunk? I don't want to talk about the trunk anymore.
Sure.
Wait. Could I have one of those bones?
What?
One of the little ones. Is there a thumb?
Hey, Philo, we've let a lot of shit go, man. You put a little... You still have a little you in a bottle, my dude.
Yes.
I give it the thumb.
Thank you.
What? Okay.
I pop it in a vial.
All right.
God, I thought you were going to say your mouth.
Shit, that's close. Oh, the umami.
Yeah. You grab a thumb bone from this skeleton. You all have got this car up and running now with the key. What do you do?
Just so you all know, so we don't get like text or whatever, there's three bones up there, the distal phalanx, and then there's a proximal phalanx, and then the metacarpal. So you gotta choose.
Okay.
Proximal. Metacarpal.
Yeah,
metacarpal sounds sick. I'm looking at a picture. Metacarpal sounds sick, and it's the biggest one. I would take metacarpal.
Okay, metacarpal.
I think that might be a little too weird for maybe just a normal carpal.
Yeah.
People don't like it when we break the fourth wall with our carpals. Okay.
It's a flood wall, actually. That's how all the carpals get out.
As you all hop into the various seats of Dragula, the gate at the far side of this tunnel.
Wait, who's driving?
Begins to slide open. That is my question. What is the arrangement of people in this automobile?
I'm Teen Wolfen.
Okay.
Griffin.
It's a car.
The sound your voice just made as like liquid DM. Is that sound?
It's okay. Just a choice made in defiance of safety and reason. And I guess that's sort of the vibe that we do encapsulate here quite often here on the show. So I don't know why I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want people to ride in cars, listen to Critical Role. That's all I'm saying. This is where the bad boys play.
Yeah. Or listen to Riding in Cars with Boys with Orcs, the fantasy podcast
that we're going to start.
By the hit Drupal. Yes. Okay. Who's driving?
Would you mind if I drove?
There's one other human-sized person.
Now, Philo.
One more person that can reach the pedals.
I don't mean to sound rude or judgmental. You are the size of a little wooden boy.
I know.
Wouldn't that be
hilarious?
I have a thought.
Mm-hmm.
So Philo can drive. We know that your nose grows when you lie. Is it perhaps possible other parts of your body grow when you do other things? Like, have you tried damning someone with faint praise or getting too hungry?
Or maybe feeling ennui?
Eating something spicy?
Or casting alter self and giving myself long enough legs to reach the pedals.
Okay, oh, that's good too. Let me just, if I just small note, just make your toes and fingers longer.
Oh, good, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Keep your arms and legs the same, but just long toes and long fingers.
I cast alter self, and I have long fingers and long toes.
God almighty.
It sucks. God, Jack is going to scare
him. And that also frees up mud in case he needs to do some damage from the shotgun.
This is good.
I get in the trunk.
Great. Yeah, you're in the trunk.
I hang on the bottom of the car. I'm hanging on the shaft. I'm hanging off the muffler. I'm riding shotgun.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, Philo, you driven before?
No.
Dig through the ditches and burn through the drive in the back of my Dracula.
Okay, Philo. I want you to operate a motor vehicle for me. We're going to roll, let me think. Do you have vehicle proficiency? Doesn't seem like it.
No.
Has anyone ever driven a car
in right now?
Well, we did ride carriages. Remember? We were
oh, we've ridden carriages. Battle wagons.
Well, you've ridden in it. But I don't think that you have, so this would be a tool ability check. So, we're going to use a dexterity check here. You do not have proficiency, so this is just going to be a straight-up dexterity check to see how good a job at driving a car you do.
16.
Okay. I think it's very much Independence Day. You, like, step on the gas, and it backs up and bumps into the wall for a second, and then you reverse the post-it note, and Jeff Goldblum gives you a big thumbs up. But you then realize, like, oh, this is the go-forward pedal, and this big circle in front of me makes it go where I need it to go. And
I'm not going to do this the whole time, but can we just imagine that Mutt is in the shotgun giving him, like, parent driver instruction, like, teaching a teenager, like, Okay, now, oh, no, that's your blinker. Okay.
A lot of grabbing the bar above you, just
yeah. pushing the invisible brake. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, okay. Whoa. Yep. That's windshield wipers. That's windshield wipers. I said brake.
Oh, okay. All right. And this is the AMF. Okay. Let's burn rubber!
You shoot down the tunnel like a cannonball and come roaring out of the front of Dracula's castle. You are really hauling ass. You are moving at a speed that I don't think the three of you have ever moved before. No carriage could possibly rip as hard as this bad boy is ripping right now. As you shoot forward,
he always carries with him.
Oh, what's in it?
Is it a tape?
Yeah, it's a mixtape.
Yeah, that can be a tape.
All recorded. It's recorded off the radio. So there's like some weird, you know, bits of like commercial and announcement in there.
It's time to turn so you don't burn.
But it's a lot of AC/DC. There's some Led Zeppelin in there. There's some Rob Zombie. Don't get it wrong, but he's a literal zombie in this world.
Yeah, yeah, in this universe.
Yeah.
Who has Rob a song called Dragula.
No way, Dad, really?
Yeah, man.
And then I'm just going to go. I'm going to go.
Okay. Yeah. You pop on this mixtape with Rob Zombie's Dracula. Did I say that right? On it. And roar forwards out of the castle. You notice as you come ripping out of the castle, there are tracks in the mud that you can kind of track going from the tunnel you just came out of, going straight into the Stranglemire. You can see the mud has very clear track marks leading straight into the Stranglemire, which makes the purpose of these enormous monster truck tires very, very clear. You get the impression that Dracula has made the trek across the Stranglemire many times with no ill effects. And you assume you can do the same. As you blast out of the castle, looking backwards, you can still see light beaming out of one of the second story windows where you sort of trapped Renfield in the ballroom with the chandelier above. You also see the shape of a half dozen giant bats fly out of one of the rear windows of the castle and soar up into the perpetual moonlight above.
I'm sure that won't come back up.
Okay. You all have escaped Dracula's castle.
Hell yeah.
You know sort of where Dracula Prime is now at the top of Lumino Tower. You know that he has harnessed the power of the sun, using that tower, suspending this realm in a sort of endless night, and that he is controlling or otherwise sort of connected to everyone in Lumino who has those bolts in one side of their necks. You
sort of
also
like when
know
Apple
that
just automatically downloaded the U2 album onto all of those iPods.
It's Travis. That is the moment, the cultural zeitgeist moment that inspired this entire season. you also know that you are pretty beat to shit. And
I would love to take a long rest.
Yeah,
can we
probably
stop at the
find
fish
a
man's hut?
Oh,
then I can pick up Aggie, and we can take a quick rest.
It's not a bad idea.
Cool. They're going to be fucking jazzed to see us, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet there's no way they thought we were coming back.
Okay, you all make your way back to the Black Lagoon. You have no problem sort of navigating there since it's sort of close to the banks of the Stranglemire. As you roar through the Stranglemire, sort of kicking up muck and mud behind your enormous tires as you go, you see the occasional, like, ghostly face from the water below, like, oh, I'm gonna get you. Oh, shit! As you just
Holy
sort of
crap.
Flatten, running over spirits as you smash through. However, after, you know, not much, like a half hour of ripping through the mud, you arrive at the boathouse of one Gordon Clearwater and his wife, the sports druid Elizabeth. You see them.
We would catch them on break, like,
they're still getting their makeup done for the scene.
Right. Yeah, right. There they are. Okay.
You actually see on the banks of the Black Lagoon, you see Gordon Clearwater. He's got a big bucket of water there with him that he continues sort of ladling over himself. But he's throwing a frisbee, and you see Aggie running and jumping and grabbing it in the air. It seems like she is more sort of sprightly and active than you have seen her in a long, long time. But when he sees Dragula approaching, at first he looks scared, but then he sees you all driving it, and he's like,
"Oh, all right! I was so hoping I'd see you three again alive. Well, the puppy, I don't know if we could say he's technically alive, but what happened to your fingers and toes, man?"
I just altered myself. Look what I can do. Look, here's the church. Here's the stage.
No!
And I'm doing it with my feet.
Gordon takes the frisbee back from Aggie, who runs and leaps up into the passenger's seat of Dracula and just starts licking your face.
Good girl.
Profusely.
Who's a good girl?
Ruff.
Hey, man. Okay. Gordon, thanks so much for taking care of Aggie, man. She looks great.
Oh, I don't know a thing. What about taking care of little pups? But luckily, my wife Elizabeth does.
And he throws the frisbee at the car. And just before it reaches the car, the frisbee transforms into Elizabeth, the sports druid.
Oh, God. Okay. Sorry, gotcha. Man. I thought yours was a volleyball.
I can take the shape of any sports instrument, as is required.
Yeah, dude.
I am the last of my circle.
No.
And so I find it important to check this out. Croquet mallet.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yes. So that is a very good dog you have there. She was very anxious, but when you left, but we have grown quite fond of her. What are you all doing back here? Have you come to take sanctuary in our humble shack?
Nah, man, we was just looking for a place to rest real quick, so I guess, yeah? Actually, yes, that is exactly... Yeah, man, you nailed it.
Well, I would, obviously, that we would love to have you all again. It seems like you all have had a bit of a day. You're covered in blood. I can't tell if it's yours or someone else's. And Lady Godwin, you look half dead yourself. So any rest and respite we may provide for you, we would love to have you be our guests.
Yes, I've had quite an evening. It's been quite a lot.
Oh, Aggie, guess what? I'm King of England.
That's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. So you're like a royal hound now, dude. You know what? I'm going to say your Duchess Agatha Thistlethwaite.
Oh.
Could I lay down?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll get you, I'll get you a bed ready in the guest house.
And he walks over, and now you see, like, you don't know how you didn't notice this before, but there's actually a pretty sizable guest house behind the boat shack. And he's like, yeah, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. So you could go in there if you need to take a shower, take a rest. There's a little kitchenette in there. If
you've
got something you need to cook up.
Sort of an air D&D.
Wow! That was really good!
Wow, Dad.
Some jokes are so good, you just have to yell at them. That was
Dad,
a really good joke.
Dad, you're back in the wheel.
Yeah, baby.
She says the water pressure is not what you may be... used to. It's incredibly strong. It's incredibly, incredibly
love
strong.
Love that.
Don't use it. The water, it'll...
How's the water pressure on the bidet?
It will... Check this out. She points up at a hole in the roof.
Holy shit!
Yes. We don't know how to do... We built this house ourselves. We had no idea what...
I'm first!
Doing. Okay. We'll stand guard, I guess. Are you all, like, in danger? Because it looks like you stole Dracula's car.
He's fine with it.
Yeah. Yep. Borrowed.
Okay, cool. All right. You all have a chance to rest and recover here at the guest house of Gordon Clearwater and Elizabeth the Sports Druid. Go ahead and take your long rest. Heal up to full. Get those delicious spell slots back. Get yourselves right with Christ.
And Brother Philo is rolling his potion that he gets to do every rest.
Yes.
A 4, and that would be boldness.
Huh.
Cool. The drinker can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to every attack roll and saving throw they make for the next minute.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, I'll put that okay. Inventory. Yeah.
Stow that away. Yes, get your inventories, set. Get everything good to go because we're about to get into it. It is the next morning, maybe? The sun doesn't work, so it's hard to tell, but you've rested for quite a while. Do you fill in Elizabeth and Gordon on sort of what has happened, what has taken place in the last 24 hours?
I mean, Mutt's pretty chatty, so yeah.
Okay. Gordon says, so what are you going to do? Because I must be honest, it's been a while since I've been to the big city, but it seems quite fortified. So if you're going there to try to take out the big boy, you're going to have some trouble doing so, I fear.
I mean, we've got a big car.
That you do. So you just drive the car straight up the top of the tower and...
We drive the car to the tower, then right. Go in the tower, and then be like, hey, Dracula, knock it off, or whatever.
So that's the extent of the plan so far, is it?
We're kind of an impetuous bunch.
Mm-hmm. I'm picking up on that. Well, if me and Elizabeth can be of any help, we do owe you quite a bit. And to be honest, I miss the sun.
Son?
What's that?
You have a son?
I don't think so. No, I don't think. No, Trav, they said no, buddy. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we have to. No, we've got kids. And he gestures into the water. In the water.
Oh, no, I meant on his joke. They said no. They said that.
No, they actually say yes. And it's this new comedy principle I've been working on, Juice, and it's called Yes And. And so in this one, you look in the water and you see a bunch of half fish, half tennis rackets splashing around.
Oh, man.
One of them fit in my vial.
You can't actually take one of my kids. You understand that's the craziest thing you've ever said, right?
I was joking.
Okay. Anyway.
You know, I might be able to get us some help. There's like this whole team, well, family really, of like monster hunters and, oh God, I could ask them for help.
Okay.
I'd love your guys' help too, but you just said you haven't been to the city, like.
I've been to the city many times.
Oh, hey.
Have you ever been to a game of the Lumino Chargers?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's me, the football.
Whoa!
Yeah. I don't know why they don't get a regular football. My fee is quite large, but... yes,
probably like kind of a superstition thing at this point.
Yes. I would be proud to accompany you and assist you if I can. Gordon's like, yeah, me too. Maybe we'll take the waterways or something, because I don't want to ride in that big car. That's scary. It scares me how big it is.
I get that.
So big.
Well, about time for us to head out.
This has been so nice.
All right.
Just going to take some of these Pop-Tarts with me for the road. And just going to go.
Yes, we're going to go, I think.
Oh, did you want us to clean up before? Or were you going to take care of that?
Elizabeth says, there's a $50 cleaning charge if you don't actually hear. She hands you a binder with all the rules of the guest house.
Oh, I used the washer dryer. I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I'm not helping you in your final battle anymore.
Oh, man.
Oh, there was a hibachi. They had an hibachi.
Yeah, but man, look here. It says $30 charge if we use the hibachi. That's how they get you, man. Yeah, man.
Okay. You all hop back in to Dragula, and are you heading back to the city of Lumino?
I believe we are.
I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about tempo.
And with us as a special guest, J.K. Simmons. Not my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo. Okay, now JK, you
say,
can
now
leave.
Make him say, now make oh, him say, wait, Griffin's, th- make him say, Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's also the make best. Him, wait, give me pictures stop. Of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you
He's
doing
the He's
on the voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
can
mean?
Can you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do like just do a normal ad.
Okay, so yeah, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have like 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my Tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about five spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, he is.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always like try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready like really, really fast.
They and even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah, I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to tempomeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be like the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a captcha. And like, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/adventure. That's tempomeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. tempomeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah,
the elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. It's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated. It's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle,
in
the mid space. It's the perfect balance. The in the shadow lands. And it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like me,
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Lisa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Lisa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks.
Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Go to bit.ly/griffinstowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
City pop to me is like a feeling.
City pop is beautiful music.
It's music that makes me emotional.
There's so many different sounds that fall into the city pop category.
It just feels very home to me.
We're just about wrapped on our inaugural season of Primer. If you didn't know, Primer is a new podcast that explores music from outside the English-speaking world. And Vulture called us one of the best podcasts of the year. Our first season covered Japanese city pop, and you just heard a few of our past guests share what the genre means to them. Learn more about the world of city pop and listen to some cool tunes. And if you like what we're doing, you can make a one-time contribution and help us reach our goal to produce a second season about a new genre. Support Primer over at MaximumFun.org/Primer.
Hi, I'm Jesse Thorne, the founder of Maximum Fun, and I have a special announcement. I'm no longer embarrassed by my brother and me. You know, for years, each new episode of this supposed advice show was a fresh insult, a depraved jumble of erection jokes, ghost humor, and frankly, this is for the best, very little actionable advice. But now, as they enter their twilight years, I'm as surprised as anyone to admit that it's gotten kind of good. Justin, Travis, and Griffin's witticisms are more refined, like a humor column in a fancy magazine. And they hardly ever say bazinga anymore. So, after you've completely finished listening to every single one of all of our other shows, why not join the McElroy Brothers every week for my brother, and me?
How about, let's have a, could we have a little beach party? I mean, just kind of hang out by the water and have a little meal and kind of just talk and, you know, before we head out to slay Dracula.
Sort of just the three of us, right? That's the sort of, right?
Yes.
That weird?
No, we haven't really
had time. I wasn't asking you, but.
Yeah, no, Philo, we are standing in someone else's home being like, let's party on their beach. You're not invited.
Yes, but they're charging us out the ass for everything, so I don't know how much.
Well, with the bidet, they're charging you in the ass.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Oh, sure. We can set up a little grill for you by the beach side.
It's not the hibachi.
The hibachi. Clearly not, but we can get you some fresh cold ones for $45. Oh, and we can get you some beach chairs for $30.
You know what? We could also just, like, sit on the car hood on the beach and talk.
Oh, and, like, and listen to music.
Yeah, music.
All right. You all cruise down to the beach and hop onto the hood of Dracula. It's a lovely moonlit morning here on the banks of the Black Lagoon. You see just sort of scores of tennis racket fish just kind of bobbing up and down, just propagating wildly now that the big fish monster has been killed. And things are
pulls
for
out
a moment.
Guitar.
Oh, sure.
Gave my love a cherry without...
Give me a performance check.
Oh, man. Okay. Now I have to live up to it. Oh, that's a two.
I gave my love a cherry...
Oh, no, your guitar exploded.
Yeah, your guitar just...
Well, it's these damn long fingers.
Exactly. Yeah, you tried strumming the guitar, and your huge fingers just knock the guitar directly into the water.
I think I'm going to change back. Would you guys mind if I changed back?
I would be so thrilled. Can I tell you... That music... Here's the thing that's eating at me. Can I tell y'all? So, like, we set out to kill Dracula, you know, because it was like... He's a scourge on the land and made, like, the, you know, eternal night and exploded your body and, like, turned your cardinal and the invisible man killed my brother. And so we all have very justified reasons. And
I'm not sure I realized that.
What's that?
The invisible man killed your brother.
Yeah, man. Beat him to death real bad. And then my brother was like, please take Dracula's teeth and turn him into jewelry like we always planned. And now it just feels kind of muddied. Like,
I think the problem I'm having is that I have, if not like, tolerated some of the Draculas.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I, for myself, I'm quite charmed by the diary. I'd buy that.
I do think it's important to note, Philo, like, it's written by him, right?
Yes,
so, like, it's going to be in his favor, you know what I mean?
Listen, the poor guy's been through it, that his dad issues and,
yeah,
you know,
but he's
the music.
A lot of people.
Well, eaten, drained, I mean, potato, patata.
Yeah, that in that they mean the same thing, but it's different ways to say the same thing.
Yeah, well, yes, I believe.
Okay, yeah,
if
man.
If I may be so bold, though.
Please.
There's definitely one Dracula, and I don't want to forget this.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I liked Vlad enough that I maybe did a little bit. But there's certainly one Dracula that hits me with the car so hard that my body exploded.
Yeah.
And that there's a rudeness to that.
Yeah. There is a rudeness, yeah. I would say there's a definite rudeness.
There's an injustice, moreover, that I feel should be righted.
And if I'm understanding all this correctly, he's in people's heads. Like, he might not be controlling them or whatever, but he's using Lumino Tower to connect to the bolts in people's necks.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's definitely, like, an invasion there. Mm-hmm. That
there is, and I want
I'm
people
wildly
to know what a stinker.
Yeah.
What if they forget what a stinker he is?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Oh, and not only that, but free will is one of the foundations of my faith. And if he's taking away even a smallest slice of the free will, that combined with... I'll just come out and say it. Lady Godwin, I like you.
Thanks.
And I think we need to... I don't... No, not like
There's
you.
There's been
like
tension
you.
Building for sure.
Man, fuck.
No, not like you like you.
Christ.
Just like you as a friend, but... By golly, I want to help Lady Godwin get her revenge on Dracula.
Now, I do have a question, though, Mud. Do you, or should we... This is perhaps presumptuous, but should we discuss up front who gets to, you know, do it?
Oh, the...
Like, should we have a plan, flip a coin? I mean... We'll all be very excited when Dracula's dead, but I think it would be all the just a little
bit
sweeter.
Need to kill him. Okay. I just need his teeth.
Take his teeth, all right.
So here's what I'll say. As far as I'm concerned, and Philo, I don't know how much skin or bark you have in this game, but Lady Godwin, you can do the killing blow, but if we get the chance to, we need to incapacitate him in such a way that it's not like, oh, we could have had it and we didn't do it, right? So like... You know, like, I could pin him to the ground with Excalibur or something, right? And then you could chop his head off.
Oh, I love that. Now, I would say I would prefer to not deliver the killing blow.
Oh!
It's still a crime, isn't it?
Is it?
I mean, it's murder. And I'd rather not rack up another one if I don't have to.
Oh, okay.
So...
Well, I believe Mutt has...
Still a crime.
A monster hunter permit, doesn't he?
Oh, is that true? Can you grandfather me in?
Could you deputize us?
Could we be
you know what? I'm the king. Yeah, man. Yeah, killing Dracula is totally legal. By decree of the king.
In England.
Everyone.
Well, you have diplomatic immunity.
To kick Dracula's ass!
That's right.
I just jump cut to the fucking Dracula just roaring down the high road away from the Stranglemire towards the city of Lumino. From a distance, you can see the tower come over the horizon, and it is shining almost painfully bright. It is tough to look at the top of this spire. You can see from it a thick column of amber light
just sort of scouring the city in an enormous beam, almost like a searchlight. You can also see in the distance the portcullis is shut firmly over the northern checkpoint. And standing just right in the middle of the high road in front of it, out of his toll booth, sort of, is the shape of Robert Halloween. As the car approaches in a distance, you hear him shout, "Welcome back to Lumino! I take it your hunt for Count Dracula was a success?"
Remind me what the portcullis is made of.
Metal stuff.
Metal stuff.
Metal.
Of course.
Bronze.
Wait, bronze?
Yeah, bronze.
Not like iron?
No, bronze. I said okay, bronze, man. All right.
I'm pretty sure bronze
is
softer. Wait, let me look it up real quick. Is bronze?
No, it's too late. Philo, are you driving the car, or have you all switched it up now that you shrank your fingers and toes?
Oh, yeah. Mutt should be driving, I guess.
Okay. Mutt, give me a dexterity check.
Uh, 19 total, and
fuck,
I hit the NOS.
Yes. Absolutely, nice. You hit the NOS. Godwin, where are you? Are you still Teen Wolfing it?
Yes, but in a very secure way.
I was going to say. Okay.
And Robert, I'm up on top of the antenna, just whipping back and forth and back and forth.
Amazing.
You know what? I'll. Is there anything in the bed?
In the bed?
Of the Studebaker?
I keep imagining a giant truck because of the wheels. That was the first image that popped into my head.
Yeah, no.
And I'm still fighting to get it out. Like in the trunk.
There's stuff in the trunk. There's some gym clothes, a bunch of bones.
I'm going to leave that stuff. I was hoping there would maybe be something this time when I looked. Okay, I'm back up on top, Teen Wolfing it, baby. Let's
fuck
go.
Fuck yeah. All right. 19 dex check on the vehicle handling roll. You see Robert Halloween just sort of not phased as the truck is roaring towards him. The headlights just sort of illuminate him, washing out his sort of holographic colors. And he does start to look more and more nervous a little bit as the car comes closer and closer and closer. And then you all just blast through his holographic form and smash into the portcullis. I need everybody to give me a dexterity saving throw, please, as you crash this vehicle through the gates.
Ooh, 6.
Mutt?
I got a 13.
And I have got a 16.
It's a dex save, not a dex check.
Dex save. Okay. Well, let me do a quick dex save then.
That's the same roll. Whoa, 21.
21.
Fuck yeah. All right. You smash through the
front. Oh, and my seatbelt is buckled.
I don't feel like this car has those. Pretty sure this car doesn't have those.
Oh, well, you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
You smash through the gate of the northern checkpoint and immediately send it crashing down to the ground. The front of the car takes a terrible amount of damage, begins to sort of crumple, and the car fishtails just a little bit and then leaps high up into the air, rolling and spinning as it does. Mutt, you are thrown from the vehicle and crash into a wall of a nearby building. You take 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Philo, you similarly are launched way forward from the car, and then it sort of precariously flips over you and lands in a smoking heap. You take 10 points of bludgeoning damage.
Can I roll my dex save again, please?
You want to do even better than you did?
I have danger sense.
Oh.
So I have an advantage on dex saving throws against effects.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah. Give me another dex save. Maybe you'll crit.
Just in case. Oh, man, it's an 18. Okay, the fates are with me today.
The fates are with you today.
Fates are with me.
Your highest was a 21 there. With a 21, Godwin, you leap into the air as the car flips and crashes and land on your feet unscathed. You see, as the car spins through the air, the trunk pops open, and the contents of it go flying. You see gym clothes launch hither and yon. You see there's
Aggie's like an empty fine, by the way, everybody. Don't worry about Aggie.
Did you bring Aggie with you on this assault?
No, she's doing great back there. And she's such a coward, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
We'll let her hang out with Gordon and the sports druid.
Cool.
So whatever they
Elizabeth,
do, she's with
the sports druid. You see the bones scatter in the air. And when you see that, Lady Godwin, you are struck with an incredibly powerful sort of sense memory from your last moment alive. The bones that are flying through the air are yours. That was the
fucking
remnants
hell.
of your body. That land scattering across the streets. The cobblestones of Lumino's streets, like dice rolled on a table. You see your friends sort of laying at the side of the road. You see your own bones scattered all over, and you see the smoking wreckage of
Dracula.
So what,
I just know they're my bones now?
What's that?
You recognize your bones?
I just know they're my bones now?
Yeah.
I just looked at him again, but like, fuck, these are my bones.
Well, seeing them flying through the air after being sort of launched out of a vehicle is, I think, enough kind of synchronicity with the actual moment of your death that you come to that realization.
Hey, Griffin, I know this isn't the time or the place, but with the bones being tossed around like that, can we do like a divination check to see if it spells out any portents?
Oh, any portents or omens?
Yeah, just the bones have been rolled, and I think it's a good time to see if we can, you know, just get any kind of sense. I'm sorry, Lady Godwin, I know that you're bones.
No, it's fine. It's quite all right. No, they're doing me no good. I feel silly with myself about getting sentimental over them, honestly.
Should I do a religion check?
Yeah, maybe a religion check, see if the bones give us any clues.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Religion check.
Yeah, but when you roll bones...
No, stop doing experiments on my bones!
You roll a 9. You don't see any omens or portents in the shape
bones.
Of the bones. You do, however, see a light from above, and you think for a second, like, maybe this is Saint Tancred, but actually it is a searchlight has appeared and shines over to where the three of you are now sitting.
We made it through the portcullis, right?
You did, yes, and cool. You are now in the city of Lumino. You see a searchlight appear and begin scouring down the alleyway that you all are standing in. You see some figures in the distance. Four sort of swankily dressed gentlemen wearing sort of matching pinstripe vests and like straw hats, all sporting those bolts in the side of their neck. You see them further down the alleyway. They turn and look in the direction of the smoking car, which is sort of in front of where you are. Your car has landed sort of in between you and the hubbub in the middle of town here. You have a beat as this situation sort of awakens to your presence. What do you do?
Hide? That was Travis.
We already dealt with him.
Oh, ha, ha,
ha. Yeah, I'm gonna take the advantage here.
Okay.
Just, man, I'm really scared to start this, but I'll hide.
Yeah, let's hide.
I want to hide. I don't want to fight yet. I want to hide.
I love that. Okay. So where you're standing in this alleyway, you see a few sort of paths that you could carve out of the way of this searchlight as it sort of comes down the alleyway. You know where you are in town. You are in the theater district. You are standing right outside of the Ghostlight Pub, Pierre Reynolds' place of business. So you have a few options. There's like an alleyway here to the west you could duck down. There's an alleyway over here to the east. There is also the sort of rear entrance to the Ghostlight Pub.
I'm heading towards the rear entrance to the Ghostlight Pub.
Okay.
Philo too, but I'd like Philo to grab the cross shaped crowbar.
Tire iron,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's mine and I took it, but
yeah, God,
oh, you took
that.
It. You okay, can ask I thought you left it in the trunk. Oh.
No, but here, you could take it. You could put it on your back like a keep it, take it. I don't really want it. It's a cross. It's more your thing.
I don't think it's a cross, guys. Just to establish, a tire iron usually comes as an X shape. I don't think it's an, I don't think Dracula had like a novelty cross tire iron in Dracula. That's yeah, my.
It, are you Griffin. Fucking kidding me? Of course he did.
Okay.
Of course he did. That's hilarious.
But he uses it upside down.
Yep. Sorry. Yeah.
Give me
If a Dracula touches an upside down cross, does it have the same effect, Griffin?
If a Dracula touches a lowercase t in a book, does he die? No one's
God
quite
damn,
sure.
Damn, it's a good point.
Give me a stealth check, please, all three of you, as you attempt to evade this this searchlight coming from Lumino Tower.
God, I so... Oh, no. 16.
Sorry, which one?
Stealth, please.
Stealth. Perfect 3.
Okay. Philo, you scamper in through the rear entrance of the Ghostlight Pub, followed closely with Mutt at your heels. Godwin, I think maybe just being shaken up from seeing your bones scattered all around, it takes you just a fraction of a second too long to scoot, and you are caught in the searchlight as you make your way into the back door, okay. And you immediately hear the sound of running footsteps coming down the alleyway. As you enter the Ghostlight Pub, you see
hey, Griffin,
a familiar
can
face.
Can I attempt to, like, secure the door in such a way? Like, is there a bar or a lock or something?
This is a business. This is a rear employee entrance. I think that there is a, it's one of those deadbolts that, like, goes into the floor. And you are able to secure that. For how long, you do not know. But I think that is an obvious sort of security measure here. You all see Pierre Reynolds. He is looking out the windows somewhat nervously, but he turns and sees you all, and he smiles. He looks relieved. He says,
"Oh, bonjour. What is going on? Do you all? Where have you been? Have you seriously been after Dracula this whole time? Things have gotten very
like
weird
days,
in the
man.
City. Okay, but that is a long time when you're out in the wilderness of Ongrave, that is, people typically do not survive staying out there for that long. It is good to see you. Something strange is happening in town. Everybody is acting so strangely.
Hey, just a shot in the dark here. Does it have to do maybe with the bolts in their neck, do you think?
Oh, it's possible. I have no bolts, as you can see. I find it to be a weird sort of body modification process, and exactly the type of thing that they would use to control you, the government.
Okay.
And I have some big thoughts about this.
Oh, ooh. Pierre, wait, hold on. Pierre, you and I got to talk about this, but do you bunker?
Oh, bro.
You don't have to tell me, you know what I mean? But like,
pass, hard
a
pass.
True bunker buddy would never knock on their bunker.
Gotcha. All right, man, we'll check in.
There's banging at the back door.
Yeah, oh, man.
Excuse me, I have the customers.
No,
No.
I can help them.
Oh, okay.
You go to the back door, you hear,
let us in.
But they all happen at the same time.
cool. No. Move on. Go ahead.
Hey, how full is the place tonight, Pierre? You got a lot of folks in there?
There's nobody here. I sent everybody home because people are sort of going around the street like mindless horde of zombies, which we do have here, but I do not think they are zombies.
Yeah.
Weird and zombies. I'm not mindless. I'm simply undead.
Sorry, that's a really smart zombie that was there.
What? Oh, a smart zombie that is
there? There was a really smart zombie who was into okay. calling him
It
mindless.
Is Rob Zombie, actually.
Yeah, he Robert, was finishing Sunday's crossword in record time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just put brains in every spot, though.
Yeah. That's so rude.
Zombie Ken Jennings got really upset at you. Okay, listen, Pierre. There's some folks we need you to try to get word to. If you could help us out, we're going to try to fix this and kill Dracula and take his teeth.
Oh.
So,
that's excellent.
Yeah, cool, man. I knew you'd be down.
But he is at the castle, so I do not know why you all are here.
Though. That's a different one.
Yeah.
There's lots of them. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
There's
that's a conspiracy theory you and I can get into later. There's more than one Dracula.
More than one Dracula? Could it be? It can. It is.
Watch this video to discover 16 shocking truths about Dracula. There's
Avril
more
Lavigne
of them.
Is Avril Lavigne, but Dracula is many Draculas.
Yeah, that's true, man. They keep replacing him. Whoa.
I mean, no, this is... You're saying it in a... That, this is happening.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but it's true.
They're cloning Dracula, Pierre.
They're cloning Dracula, man. Can you believe it?
No, stop saying it like that.
Whoa, man.
You're stealing credulity.
It's too weird, but it's true. Whoa.
It's not
Look
too
at this
weird.
Blurry footage we took. Whoa.
It's clear as day.
Whoa.
You hear
Pierre,
pounding
can you believe it?
You hear pounding at the back door. And you just hear, we're going to kick your ass. We're going
to
kick
okay,
your ass.
Okay, I go back. I go to the door and I kick it into him off its hinges.
Fuck yeah. All right.
Fucking get. I try to deal with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a strength check. 9. Okay. Yeah. You kick the back door, but the deadbolt is still on. And so it doesn't really.
Ow!
Yeah. Unlock the door. Sorry. I locked the door.
Oh. The good thing is I get 2 attacks.
Yeah, unlock it first.
Okay.
Do you unlock it first, or do you attack it with the lock still engaged?
Okay. Here's what I do. I try the knob, and then once they notice that I'm trying the knob, then I kick it on its hinges again.
Cool. One more. Give one more strength check, please.
There it is. 17 plus 320.
You boot open the back door of the Ghostlight Pub, sending it careening into this row of barbershop quartet singers. You catch everyone but the tenor with it as the door goes flying outwards and smashes the three, the barbershop bass, baritone, and lead. They go down as they hit the wall. The tenor looks at you and look scared, and you hear him shout,
"They're right here!"
Everyone roll for initiative.
Maximum Fun.
A Workaround Network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.